kennt nichts für uns da immer. Aber auch Scherer Chiddush am Shabbos. You guys weren't here.
No.
I can tell you. He has said for years he has this question. This question is there. And he finally has an answer. If we say in the prayer after the prayer that we say after the counting of the Omer, through the counting we get purified and sanctified. He never understood what the counting, that's what makes you pure. The whole life we're working on purity and to be holy. Oh, here you come and you count every day, 10, 11, 12, 13, and you become holy through the counting? How does it work? So he said, it's written down in Sefer Chinuch, well, why do we count? How do we count? It's like a slave, we told him in 50 days he'll be free. He counts. When you count, why does Hashem command us to count? To get us excited for the big day of giving us the Torah. So the counting builds up your
anticipation,
right? CPI, anticipation, and desire for something. So you see the power of just counting. You're looking forward for something more and more and more. You're building a vessel to receive the light on Shavuos.
You're counting on it.
Counting on it. Anyways, so that's the reason why the counting itself, the waiting,
right.
Purifies a person, sanctifies a
person.
Very good. Chad, very nice. I like you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Both said it over about a bunch of times already. Oh, yeah, not that. Sure. Okay. Is the inya when you count Sfirat HaOmer to count as early as possible?
What?
To count as early as possible, meaning daven the first ma'ariv that there is after Tzeit HaKochavim. If you can. If you can't, you can't. If you have a set minyan later, fine. But it's better to daven early ma'ariv for Sfirat HaOmer. Early, I'm talking about daven on time. What is it now about? 7:35 or something like that, 7:40.
Depends on Shita.
It's finally slow down and start 7:35 now.
Yeah. If we keep Rabbeinu Tam, it's
8:40. Yeah, the Gonim. Okay.
The possibility that was misunderstood that the Gonim meant to.
You're supposed to daven first and then count sphere. Why? Because tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. What comes more frequent is what you do first. Kriyashma, do first. Besides, the most of the Rishon you say sphere last time in our days is the Rabbanan.
What is the Rabbanan?
Huh?
What's the Rabbanan?
Sphere at the Omer. Yeah, but the question is, in our days also from the Torah or not? Maybe only when the Omer is being brought. Then it's
the actual part of the actual opera.
Yeah. So the Rambam says it's the Oraita, it's one of the Tayag mitzvot that we do all the time. But the other place, the other Rishonim say no. According to Sfaradim, they say the Shem Ichud, the Tayag mitzvot Tfirat Omer. They don't say mitzvot aseh. According to Ashkenazi, we say mitzvot aseh, Sfirat HaOmer. Also, the chatchila is supposed to do the Omer betzibur, with a minion. I know someone who davens on Erev Shabbos early, plag, and then afterwards he goes, he eats the meal, and after the meal he goes to the shul again, and there's a minion there, a regular minion, and he says the Omer together with them. Chatchila is supposed to say the Omer betzibur. Number three,
so, was there a mitzvah
aseh? Mitzvah aseh de oraita. Mitzvah de rabbana is de rabbana.
And there are people who use that difference of opinion as an excuse to say that there's no requirement to be careful about chadash or yeshan. Despite of about anybody of authority saying that it's still required.
If someone comes to shul and there's a minion, one minion in this place, he's not going to go to another minion. And now they're starting Shmoneh Esrei, or they're after Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't have a minion for Maariv. And they're going to do the Sefirat the Omer. What should he do? Count the Omer and then daven. Why? Because saying the Omer B'tzivu is more important than praying first. It's the only minion that exists around there. Then he first will count and then daven alone. Okay. But if there's another minion, for sure he has to wait and daven and then count with them. It says in the Halacha of Shulchan Aruch that you have to say Sefirat HaOmer standing up.
Mm-hmm. If you're capable.
Yeah. And not the lean. Like Shmoneh Esrei. Stand up. Yeah? Why don't we now bring from Rav Levi Yitzchak and Barditchev, who's just Levi, he brings here. Why don't we say Shehechiyanu on Sefirat HaOmer? Right? It's a mitzvah. The only once every year it comes around. Say Shehechiyanu, no? So he says, Gush HaSlevi, okay. Two reasons. Why do we count the Omer like we just said before? We're anticipating for Kabbalah Satara. It's just a way. Meaning, when is it happening, this whole way that's going on?
Shavuos.
Then we say Shehechiyanu. So the counting, there's no reason to say for the counting itself. It's for waiting for the Omer. Okay. So.
But when we have the actual Omer offering, would you say Shehechiyanu?
No.
Preparing your shoes.
Yeah.
Like when you buy a new shirt, you say Shehechiyanu when you wear it, not when you buy it.
Ah. Why do we say, on the first day we counted Ayom Yom Echad Laomer. Why not Ayom Yom Rishon Laomer? We say number one for the Omer, not the first day for the Omer. Why don't we say the first?
Same reason when we do the Tirim Shalit of the day in Tefillah. You say today is one day in the week. But Yom Yom is the second, third, fourth. But Yom Yom Echad B'Shabbat. No Yom Rishon, Yom Echad. Had Yom Shani, Yom Shishi.
Well, in the Sfari Siddur. Ashkenazim say Yom Rishon.
It's not my fault.
What's the reason? There's no reason.
Same reason.
What's the reason?
You don't say the reason.
No, listen. Very nice here it says. There were Tzedukim, according to the Tzedukim. Mm-hmm. You know, you heard of the Tzedukim, yeah?
Sadducees in English.
What are they called?
Sadducees.
Okay. Now they, today you call them a reform.
You're sad to see them. Sad to see them.
Sad. A woman of the wall? Or whatever that group is called?
Woman off the wall.
Okay. Anyway, so they read the Torah. It says, "Bimacharat Shabbat." The day after Shabbat, mm-hmm. You read the Omer. And we learn, Chazal say, after Shabbat, meaning after Pesach. Mm-hmm. And the Tzedakim say, no. The Sunday after Pesach. Pesach this year was on Tuesday, so the Sunday after they start counting. It has to be the day after Shabbos. Right? So that's why we don't say Rishon, because Rishon means Sunday. And we say, no, Echad. Not Rishon, Echad. Not the not Sunday, and one day. So, according to Mr. Rashkin, I think in the Gra, they say, Ba'omer, the bet in the beginning. Ayom Echad Ba'omer. When you Mishnah Berurah and all the Chassidim and Kol Delari, you say La'omer. Some people say both. You say Ayom La'omer and say Ba'omer. This is an interesting question. someone goes from talking about someone goes from one state to the other.
One
state to the other. Mm-hmm. Let's say he goes back in hours. Now he's in the day before. Or he goes forward. No, forward is not such a big problem. Back, go back in hours. Mm-hmm. Or let's say he goes forward and misses the day. Mm-hmm. Or the tarikh, what's it called?
The
international dateline, right? Before is after. What does he do in that like, situation? Let's see what it says here. So there's three opinions. Opinion Aleph, שנוסף לו יום אחד סופר עוד הפעם את הספירה שספר אתמול בלי ברכה, ובמשך הם יספרו ברכה כאן שם. If he has a day added to him, meaning it's again the day that he counted already, so then he counts that day without a bracha with everyone, and then the next day he continues with everyone with the bracha. Okay? And if he loses a day, the man counts from then on without a bracha. That's one opinion. So, if he adds a day, he counts without a bracha and he continues carrying with the bracha afterwards. If he loses a day, so then he continues on without a bracha the whole Sfada. Some other person who say no. Which was the person who say this now? Mishnah Alachot, Mizah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, eh? Yeah? He says, no, even if he misses a day, he can count with the bracha of his day, and then also their day. Yeah. A third opinion is, the Baruchir Rebbe says, the third opinion is, he counts his counting. He doesn't care what they do. Every day of the day, he has to do it. The problem will be that when he reaches Shavuos, he might reach it before Shavuos or after Shavuos. Anyways, all the places can say, try not to cross the international border line on Sfirat HaOmel. Because you cause the problems.
If you're reading by Gadot, you don't count. Twice.
In Galus?
Out of doubt, which day?
There's no doubt.
2 days of the second day.
There's no doubt.
2 days of Shavuot.
There's no doubt.
You say the 50th day of Shavuot, why do you keep 2 days?
You keep 2 days not because of the doubt.
Yeah, but you do
have been
twice, so you do the count 50 days to Shavuot.
And
you should, doesn't make sense
to
make it two.
Why do we do 2 days, Yom Tov Shavuot? Punishment. Imam Beitzes says, Nafayoyimi, no? They just had it. Mm-hmm. Last week, 2 weeks ago. The reason why today we keep 2 days of Galuyos is because Rav Yochanan says that one day, basically, we should rebuild soon, Zal Hashem. And then everyone will keep one, so why do we keep now two? Everyone knows the other thing. Because Yecholit Kalkel Ot Pam, and still then also we won't know. That's why I tell it, we always continue keeping, because it could go spoil again the calculation. But really, we know when we get this.
But they maybe did in the past, when they didn't.
It's punishment for choosing to be in Galut.
The difference
between Kodesh
is it's just 9 day between here and.
I don't know. My Bubby told me when she was in America, they two seders. She loved the second seder. You know why? Mm-hmm. Like the first seder, she always fell asleep. She didn't know what was going on because she was exhausted. Second seder, she was awake. No, it's much easier when one chag is it's very difficult. My day is difficult.
No,
it's
just when like it
was
Shabbos. Yeah, like
it's
going
to
be next week maybe, I think it's like that. Women in Sfirat HaOmer, Machloket Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. According to Ashkenazi, when a woman makes a bracha, as for the Omer, like a man, she could. According to Sephardi, she counts. She could count without a bracha. Okay.
Who went out to the field to cut the barley?
I don't know who went out.
It was a man, not a woman.
Yeah.
Who did who offered the barley? It was a man, not the woman.
Miss Patasa, she was my grandma.
Okay, yeah. That's the reason why not to.
So why do you say yes?
Because they accepted about them themselves. They're allowed to make a bracha. Even if it's Vazda, a woman's allowed to put on tefillin, right? Since they're in those countries, Magen Avraham brings down. They're patur. When Avraham says, since they accepted by themselves in our states, there in Europe, they make their brachas, they make their brachas. As if it's a choyva. It's not a choyva, it's not an obligation. No, they're not chayiv to make the bracha. My wife loves it. She says the bracha all the time. Yeah. According to Sfaradim, no, they don't make a bracha b'chlad. Also, Ashkenazim say that they're not obligated. According to the Arizal, Ben Ishchai brings down that women should not make a bracha. Ben Ishchai, Rav Pa'alim. Right.
Mr. Bush actually is very. Don't leave Mr. Bush in front of your wife or a woman who's holding very stark, because it really, it's almost insulting to the woman why they shouldn't do it.
Can't, Mr. Bush is not to be concerned about that one. Some things, yes, some things, no.
It's not that they're not fucky, it's not that they're not smart enough, or they're not so concerned with it, they're concerned with other things, or they have other distractions. It just doesn't read well, Mr. Bush. Insulting.
Someone might find it
insulting
the
way
the
describes why the woman is
not a chiyuv. So, anyways, yeah, he brings many, many posts in here to say women should not make a bracha. Yeah. The minhag is, even though you can hear the chazan say a bracha, and you'll be yotze, right? The minhag is that if you can still count, you didn't miss a day. So you listen to the chazan, and you have in mind not to be yotze. You can say bracha or shmo. Everything, right, to break the bracha. You don't, you're not yotze. You have a mind to make your own bracha. Sit up. It says in the Mishnah Berurah that if you count it just the days or just the weeks, you're yotze.
You can't count just the weeks.
Let's say it's 2 weeks.
Yeah. During the middle, you can't count.
No. When you could count, just a week. Today is 1 week to the Omer. Today is 2 weeks to the Omer. When it's like that, when it's a full week. You got it. Yeah, but if it's, of course, if it's 9 days, of course you can't say today is 1 week to the Omer. Of course not, you got it. When you talk about when it's 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, and so on.
Do it as a decimal fraction.
Ma.
That is 1.75 weeks.
Is it? There's two minagim. Okay. There's two minagim to say. Yeah, how do we do Sfirat HaOmer? Some people do it right after, before Aleinu Shabbat. Mm-hmm. And some people do it after Aleinu Shabbat.
Probably.
In Breslev, they do it after Aleinu Shabbat.
After
Aleinu Breslev. If you're in a minion, they do it before. Obviously, you have to stay with the minion. It doesn't make a difference what you eat in Breslev. But I'm saying, in Breslev shuls, you'll see that they do it after Aleinu Shabbat. And I don't know what the reason is, but I could just assume that so people who want to go home can go home, but it takes such a long time. It takes 30 minutes, 25 minutes. Some shuls in Breslev.
Ashkenazi used to say 10 minutes.
Hmm?
Ashkenazi didn't have a priest too. Nusak Ashkenazi used to say 10 minutes.
Also, Chassidim, some.
Yeah.
The problem with that.
I didn't say.
Why did you say earlier that we said Kodam Kriyat Shema and Fila, and afterwards the Sviat Omer? Tadir Tadir. But Alain is more Tadir than the Sviat Omer, so how do you excuse putting Sviat Omer in the middle? Or you're saying Tadir Tadir?
Tadir.
It's hard to separate.
I was
going to
say, maybe they want to change the Fila.
I think that some people have the illusion that Alain was making Tfilat the Derech.
Yeah, with the minhag is to say before Leshem Yichud. According to Ashkenazi, we say Lekayem Mitzvat Aseh Sheh Sfirat HaOmer. But it's funny, you don't say that.
During the Sfirat HaOmer, it's recommended not to say Shem Yichud or anything other than Sfirat HaOmer. All the other readers, the Shem Yichud, your talk, Arizal and Ben Yishai said during that period, you don't take Shem Yichud on Alpi because there's too much energy in the world.
Even according to Ashkenazim, it's not a mitzvah to say nowadays. Why do we say mitzvah aseh? A second later we say, oh, Hashem built Beis HaMikdash. We want to do the mitzvah. It's a confusion. It is. No, it has to do with bringing the Omer. Bringing the Omer also. Yom v'achir yom ha'lelupa. Ad yom ha'chadash ha'bal yishbur chashim yom. Okay, but כשיש קורבן. According to Moist Lashonim, only when there's a Kolban Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So how can we say that? They say it because we're anticipating, we're waiting for Beis HaMikdash to be built, so it's... Exactly, that's why. Because the time we finish counting, it might be a mitzvah that said, because Moshiach will come and we will bring the Kolban of the two breads. Those people who keep Avinu Tam for everything, some people keep Avinu Tam for everything. More in America, the Satmar and stuff, they keep Avinu Tam for everything. In Europe, maybe. Okay, that's not so much. But someone who keeps Avinu Tam for everything, and Shabbos, for example, he keeps Avinu Tam till he doesn't do anything, not even the Rabbanon before Avinu Tam. So then, he should count Sfirat HaOmer also after Avinu Tam. But someone who just Doraita, he doesn't keep till he doesn't do things. For example, Shabbos, he davens before Avinu Tam. He just doesn't light fire before Avinu Tam because Doraita. So then Sfirat HaOmer he counts before.
If you keep Avinu Tam on Shabbos and you're going to daven Maariv, do you start Avinu Tam or are you
just going to be a Shemoneh Esrei Avinu Tam or Shabbat? No, you could daven Shemoneh Esrei by the Gaonim.
Right, but just don't do it in Malacha. But if you're exactly. Really going to keep, I'm saying, Mamash, if you're going to keep Rabbeinu Tam,
not even daven anything before Rabbeinu Tam, so then do
you can't daven anything. You start Marv with Rabbeinu Tam.
Right. But, if there's no ending like that.
Right. Just don't do Malacha.
Just not in Malacha de Oraisa.
Right, okay. That's how we kind of we're close.
B'di'avad, if someone davened ben Ashmashas on Erev Shabbos and they counted, he can count with them b'di'avad ben Ashmashas before it's the Kochavim.
Why?
Because it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It's the Rabbanan, so he can, okay. But the Chatkila, you should count after the Kochavim. Count again, that's your Chavim with the Rabbah. This is Shulchan Aruch. that if someone asks you what day is it to count it today and it's Benash Mashes, so tell him what day was it yesterday. Yeah? Yeah, you tell him what day was yesterday, not today. If it's Benash Mashes or it's now, it's night. Why? Because if you say the number, so maybe you can't count anymore. So it depends how you say the number.
It says over there, I think, before he says, even though we hold that
so there's an opinion that Paul's in don't, and in order to cover that opinion, you might. Yeah. Have to. So even from Plaga Mincha, you don't say the number of the day. Plaga Mincha is about an hour and a half. Today is about an hour and a half before before Shkia. If a person's learning, Shulchan Aruch, right? And it's a certain night, if it says there now the night, it's written there. For example, if a person said, Ayom 7 La'omer, and it's already nighttime, and it is 7 La'omer, for example, right? No problem, he can count afterwards with the bracha, because he's not having a mind to make a mitzvah now. He's learning the Shulchan Aruch, okay? The Maizer is better not to say it, because not to go into the suffix. If someone asks you how much was it yesterday, someone comes, what was yesterday, by the way?
12.
12, right? Someone comes now and it's nighttime and says, well, how much was yesterday? He tells him 13. No, I'm sorry, it was 12. You can count again afterwards with the bracha. If a person asks you, what was it yesterday, and you tell him, yesterday was 13 minus 1. Mm-hmm. You can still ask him what count. I don't know why people do two crazy things, but yesterday was 13 minus 1.
There's a family married last year in Sphira, and they're counting. So I lost the page in the book. Page
is on the same page as the bracha. So I'm looking for the page to find it. Meanwhile, everyone thinks I've forgotten the number. So people are coming up to me with telephones and shoving me about face and lighting on. Like,
you put it on a telephone, I
guess they're
telling
counts
as
many people. You thought it more than that. If someone comes over to ask you tonight, so let's say, right? Today's 30th of the Lomel? He asked you, and you say, yes, you both count after the day. He asked you, today is 30th of the Lomel? And you say, yes. You can both after the count of the bracha. Interesting, yeah? Because he's not sure that it's 13, so he's not counting. And you just answer it, you didn't count. So. Also, if you didn't say today is, if someone asks you how much it is today, you say 13. 13 what? 13 cars, 13 toothbrushes, 13 what? You didn't say today is 13. If you say today is 13, that means the omel. If you didn't say today, if someone counted without saying the word today, he's not, didn't count. He doesn't mean to count again. Kitsu, the easiest thing is just to say yesterday was. Yesterday we counted. Someone asks you, oh, he said, yesterday we counted 12. Okay, Avram. What time is it?
2:04.
Yesterday was.
This time it was
2:03. There's a joke about that. Avram, he comes home and his wife asks, he asks his wife, what is there to eat today? She tells him, yesterday we ate schnitzel. יונתן, בוא תעשה טובה לאנושות. לך למטה, תביא בריתי שלום. טוב, נלמד בריתי שלום. Where is it? 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 You have one? Oh, wait, he has
just one.
Yeah, he has one. It's yours? But, let's listen.